So it's just like, for that split second, I just feel like it's the best thing to do, and then as soon as I've finished, it's like, why the f*** did I just do that?
Well, that sounds like a drug addiction to
me. It is, virtually. Because I can't stop it.
But is Calum's internet porn compulsion the same thing as a true clinical addiction? Does it actually change a person's brain? Dr. Valerie Voon, a neuropsychiatrist and global authority on addiction working at Cambridge University, decided to find out.
I wasn't sure what to expect when I first started this study, to be perfectly frank. And in part because we just know so little about it.
In these images, you can actually see the pleasure centers of an addict's brain responding to their drug of choice. Would scans of young people with a porn compulsion show the same results? Voon found 20 young men between 19 and 34 whose lives were so controlled by porn that they were willing to be a part of the study. They didn't want to be identified, but they were willing to be scanned and compared to a control group of volunteers. The subjects were shown images of explicit porn to see if their reward centers would respond in the same way as drug users. When the data was analyzed, the results were astounding.
We see there's a very clear increase in activity in the reward center.
The compulsive users' reactions were twice as active as those in the control group in the pleasure center known as the striatum, matching the responses of drug and alcohol addicts.
Compulsive pornography users do have parallels with substance use disorders.